Today, another in our series of reports on Northwestern High School in Baltimore. The staff at this school is struggling to boost achievement. They face chronic attendance and behavior problems, and some students who want to turn their lives around are looking at the military.
Right, 10. Right, ace.
These are members of the school's Junior Reserve Officer Training Corps. NPR's Larry Abramson recently visited with the cadets.
At 8 a.m., the halls of Northwestern High are empty, but the basement is busy, full of young men and women getting what you might call a dressing down. Najee Corbett, a senior in his fourth year of junior ROTC, stares straight into the eyes of one freshman who seems to be drowning in his Air Force jacket.
Is your jacket too big for you?
Slightly.
Yeah, slightly.
Yeah, I'll see about that.
He even suggests one young man might try some dandruff shampoo to improve the polish of his uniform. Then he lets them go to class.
Order arms, flight dismiss.
Thank you, sir.
Corbett recently enlisted in the Marine Reserves, much to the consternation of the commanding officer of this Air Force unit. Corbett says he joined ROTC as a freshman to help him get his act together.
I was kind of indecisive and now a big procrastinator. And with, like, the opportunities to take, you know, leadership roles, it's like, well, I have somebody else's welfare in mind, not just my own, so I have to look out for other people.
Kids at Northwestern frequently disrupt instruction. Attendance hovers around 80%. The freshman class is especially notorious for abusing their newfound freedom at this large, underperforming high school. Their teacher, Sergeant Alfred Johnson, says he sees himself as supporting the school.
I try to offer them directions, and if they need help, I help them out. If they want to go in the military, I'm sure I know recruiters. I can give them recruiters' name. What makes me proud is if I look at them and I say, have you become a better student today than what you were yesterday?
Mr. Robinson, what's your excuse? It's dirty.
When class starts, Sergeant Johnson faces the same challenges as every other teacher here. Students' heads begin to droop, coming to rest on their desks. It's uniform day, but several kids are still wearing street clothes.
You get an F for today. Yep, uniform's a requirement.
Johnson presses on. He tries to organize kids into groups so they can liven up the walls of his dingy basement classroom. The effort becomes mired in a dispute over who will be in charge. One girl tries to claim the top spot by using her formidable vocal powers. Sergeant Johnson maintains his ramrod straight bearing through it all and keeps a grin on his face. As long as they're arguing about what they're supposed to be arguing about, he says he doesn't mind.
Hand salute!
One, two!
Louder! Hand salute!
One, two!
Attitudes change when the cadets move to the cafeteria to do drills.
Parade, rest!
The kids fall in. As Sergeant Johnson barks commands, they seem to focus. The class finally has something to do with the energy they have to contain in all their other classes.
I know, come on.
One cadet leads the group in a chant while the others march in place. For some of these students, this may be an important moment in their day, a moment when they are all working together as a group and doing as they are told. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
You know what I mean?